Brother Adnan sends us a question regarding washing the feet while performing wudu. He says in the Quran, it is commanded for us to mash our head and feet. That is to rub over our heads and feet. As asked by one of my Shia friends, I was not able to reboot him in this matter, as he said there is nothing above the command of Allah in the Quran, even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Hope you can give me a reliable and beautiful answer. First of all, it is not permissible for you to take a friend that does not share your beliefs. So you can only be friend with Muslims. Okay, you may have an associate, a colleague, someone who works with you. This is permissible, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. But to hang out with such a person, or to befriend with and to socialize and favor him more than any other Muslim, this is not permissible. Secondly, those who follow deviant sects, you cannot befriend with them unless you want to call them to Islam, which means that you have to prepare yourself with the proper knowledge. But if this involves that they insult your religion, if they insult your Prophet alayhi salam, if they insult his wives or his companions, this is not permissible for you to talk to such people, let alone to be friends with. Now, thirdly, when you said that Allah commanded us to do mas'h, that is rubbing the heads and the feet, this is wrong. Allah did not command us in this fashion, as your so-called friend understands it. If you look at the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Azza wa Jal instructs us whenever we want to pray to wash the faces, to wash our faces, and to wash our hands and arms to the elbows, and to wipe over our heads, and to wash our feet to the ankles. This is the ayah that if you open any book of any Quran, you will find it written in this fashion. If you know Arabic, you will find that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying this, but the order of the limbs has been made in such a way that you have two organs to be washed, one to be wiped, and one to be washed again. This to indicate that the order is one of the pillars of wudu. Otherwise, the verse would have been like so. O you who believe, whenever you want to pray, wash your faces, wash your hands and arms to the elbows, wash your feet to the ankles, and wipe over your heads. This is one way of reciting the ayah and the qira'ah, and this is found all over the books of the Quran. The other qira'ah is, which he referred to, washing over the head and washing the feet, and this is only when you're wearing your socks or your shoes to wipe over. But if someone comes and wipes over his foot, barefoot, his wudu is invalid and his prayer is invalid. He has to wash his feet. The only thing that he can wipe over is socks or his shoes. And therefore, we understand the Quran not by our whims and desires, but by the one who has been revealed this holy and noble Quran. Your friend is saying that nothing comes over or on top the commands of Allah, not even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is true, but unfortunately, this ignorant friend of yours does not know that the Prophet alayhi salam does not utter anything except by revelation. So all what the Prophet alayhi salam says from the Sunnah, from the teachings of the Prophet, is a revelation from Allah. If he makes the effort and he decides something or chooses something and makes a mistake, Allah would correct him. So whatever the Prophet does, it is been monitored by Allah, and If approved, it is part of the sunnah. If disapproves, Allah Azza wa Jalla would show us this. As in the case when the blind man walked in and the Prophet frowned in his face, alayhi wasallam, because he was calling the dignitaries of Mecca. Allah Azza wa Jalla immediately revealed that this was wrong. Also, when the Prophet was instructed to marry the wife of his adopted son, Haritha, Zayd ibn Haritha, may Allah be pleased with him. He did not like this. And he feared what the people might say about this. And Allah Azza wa Jalla showed us in the Quran that this is wrong. You should not fear the people, and you should only fear Allah. And this is going to happen because Allah said it was going to happen. And he did marry his cousin Zainab bin Jahsh, may Allah be pleased with her, after Zayd ibn Haritha divorced her because they could not live together with the way each thought of each other. So whatever the Prophet says, Aslam, it's a revelation. It is like the Quran. The Prophet said in the authentic hadith, I have been given the Quran and something else similar to it, which is referring to the Sunnah. And you cannot understand the Quran without the Sunnah. How would you know that we have 5 daily prayers? 2 for Fajr, 4 for Dhuhr, Asr, and 3 for Maghrib, and 4 for Isha as well. How would you know the number of rak'ahs? How do you know that each rak'ah has 2 prostrations? Or we should do this, or we should do that? How would you know that zakat has to be in this nisab after 1 year from the cattle or from gold and silver and from this and that? How would you know that I'm not allowed to marry this or that, and I'm allowed to marry this or that? So many things in the Quran is explained to us by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So you cannot fully comprehend the Quran without going through the sunnah. Therefore, I request you that you choose and select your friends, and that you learn your religion, so that not every time someone pops up and gives you doubt, makes you doubtful about your religion.